This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado lawsuits against the Trump administration are piling up. The count is at 48. Attorney General Phil Weiser said that's a sign that this administration is, quote, not normal. Weiser said most of the lawsuits stem from the administration lowering or cutting off funds that Congress has allocated. According to the Attorney General's office, 29 of the lawsuits have had favorable rulings, though the majority are still in litigation. Over the past decade, the amount of digital evidence for every criminal case has grown exponentially. CPR's Allison Sherry reports it's up 600% for police, prosecutors, and defense attorneys.
Most people have smartphones and smartwatches. A lot of cars have tracking data. There are cameras all over the place, surveillance inside businesses, police cameras on light poles. Police also wear body cameras. That all means that when a crime is committed, even a minor one, there is a lot of data to watch, analyze, download, and share among attorneys for state and defense. It's a problem with no clear solution. A report that has been delivered to the legislature has put lawmakers on notice that, whatever the solution, it will almost certainly cost more money. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state is increasing fees to cover the rising cost of backcountry rescues. CPR's Tegan Wendland reports.
Due to an increase in demand for search and rescue services, the state has decided to raise a fee tacked onto hunting, snowmobile, and boat licenses. The old charge was 25 cents. Now it's $1.25. The funding supports search and rescue teams and local volunteers. CPW says it's necessary as those teams receive more calls for help and the cost of backcountry search and rescue increases. Most of the 50 search and rescue groups in the state are county-based, and the state provides support and funding. I'm Tegan Wendland, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. It's 7:06.